This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. McDonough County has decided to settle the lawsuit filed over a fatal high-speed chase involving a sheriff's deputy. The settlement won't come cheaply. The county's insurance company will have to pay $2 million, and the county will have to pay $1.8 million out of its own pockets. County Board Chairperson George Dixon says the county managed to negotiate down its obligation by $250,000.
We got hit hard anyway, but this eased the pain a little bit. We did the best we could.
Dixon says the county will issue bonds to cover its portion of the settlement. The county will repay the borrowed money over 10 years, which will allow it to spread out the expense. The county had talked about appealing the case to the Illinois Supreme Court, but Dixon says attorneys cautioned there was just a small chance of the court taking up the case and a similarly small chance of winning the case.
If we went to the Supreme Court and lost, we had no leverage whatsoever. You know, we could have won possibly and the plaintiff would have got nothing. But we thought the odds were stacked so much against us, we didn't want to go that route.
The case concerns a fatal car crash from nearly 15 years ago. It began when Deputy Tom Pledge made a traffic stop north of Macomb. As Pledge walked up to the vehicle, the driver sped away. That led to a chase that reached estimated speeds of around 100 miles per hour. The chase ended when Pledge's car crashed into a minivan at Route 67 and University Drive in Macomb. The van made a left turn in front of Pledge's car. The crash killed Jill Dayton of Libertyville, who was a passenger in the minivan. That vehicle was driven by her daughter, Amanda Dayton Nehring. She was injured, as was Pledge. The money will go to Jill Dayton's estate and to Amanda Dayton Nehring. Pledge retired from the sheriff's department this spring. The car he pursued was driven by Rigoberto Herrera of Harvard. He pleaded guilty in 2006 to aggravated fleeing or attempting to elude police and to driving under the influence. He was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.